Okay. Hello guys, and my name is Clarissa Claudia. Today, in this occasion, I want to explain a little about what is speaking and why we have to learn speaking and how we improve our speaking. Maybe I will discuss it. And yeah, let's start. The first is, what is speaking? Speaking is interactive process of constructing meaning that involves producing and receiving and processing information. Brown, 1994, Burns and Joyce, 1997. Its form and meaning are dependent on the context in which it occurs, including the participant themselves, their collective experience, and the psychological environment and the purpose for speaking. It is often spontaneous, open-ended, and evolving. However, speech is not always unpredictable. Language functions or patterns that tend to recur in certain disorder situations can be identified and charged. For example, when a salesperson asks, "May I help you?" The expected discourse sequence includes a statement of need, response to the need, over appreciation, a knowledge of the appreciation, and a leave-taking exchange. Speaking requires that learners not only know how to produce specific points of language such as grammar, pronunciation, or vocabulary, but also that they understand when, why, and what ways to produce language. Finally, speech has its own skills, structures, and convention different from written language. Burns and Joyce, 1997. A good speaker synthesizes this array of skills and knowledge to succeed in a given speech aid. The second is what a good speaker does. A speaker's skills and speech habit have an impact on the success of any exchange. Van Dazer, 1997. Speaker must be able to anticipate and produce the pattern of specific discourse situation. They must also manage discrete elements such as truth-taking, repressing, providing feedback, or redirecting. Burns and Joy, 1997. For example, a learner involved in the exchange with the salesperson described previously must know the usual pattern that such as an interaction follow and access the knowledge as the exchange progresses. The learner must also choose the correct vocabulary to describe the item, so rephrase or emphasize word to clarify the description if the clerk doesn't understand, and use appropriate facial expression to indicate satisfaction or dissatisfaction with the service. Other skills and knowledge that instructor might address include the following. The first one is producing sound, and the second is stress patterns, the third is rhythmic structures, the fourth intonation of the language, and using grammar structure accurately, assessing characteristic of the target audience, including shared knowledge or shared point of reference, status and power relation of participant, interest level, or differences in perspective. Selecting vocabulary that is understandable and appropriate for the audience. The topic being discussed and the setting in which the speech act occurs. Applying strategies to enhance comprehensibility, such as emphasizing keyword, rephrasing, or checking for listener comprehension, using gesture or body language, and paying attention to the success of the interaction and adjusting component of speech such as vocabulary, rate of speech, and complexity of grammar structure to maximize listener comprehension and Involvement, Brown, 1994. The third one, we gonna learn about general outline of a speaking listen. Speaking listen can follow the usual pattern of preparation, presentation, practice, evaluation, and the last is extension. The teacher can use the preparation step to establish a context for the speaking task, where, when, why, and with whom it will occur, and to initiate awareness of the speaking skill to be target, asking for clarifications, stressing keywords, using reduced form of words. In presentation, the teacher can provide learners with a production model that further learner comprehension and help them become more attentive observers of language use. Practice involves learner in reproducing the target structure, usually in a controlled or highly support manner. Evaluation involves directing attention to the skill being examined and asking learner to monitor and assess their own progress. Finally, extension consists of activities that ask learner to use the strategy or skill in different contexts or authentic communicative situation, or to integrate use of the new skill or strategy with previously acquired ones. And I will give an example of speaking listen. The first one is preparation. Preparation: show the learners a picture of two people conferencing in a familiar casual setting. The second is presentation. Present several video clips of small talks in casual situation. Have learner complete a worksheet in which they describe or list the topic discussed, the context in which the speech is occurring, and any process that seems to tip for small talk. Follow up with a discussion of the kinds of topics that are appropriate for small talk, the factor in the specific situation that affect topic selection. The third, practice. Give learners specific information about the participant and the setting of a scenario where small talk will take place. In pairs, have them list topics that might be discussed by the participant and simple phrases they might use. Learner then engage in improvised dialogue based on these simple phrases. The four, evaluation. Give pairs a teacher prepare dialogue based on their scenario. Ask them to compare their improvised dialogue with the prepared dialogue, analyzing the similarities, differences, and reason for both. The last, five, extension. Have learners go individually or in small group into various contexts in the community. Example like work, school, church, bus stop, and etc. And record the conversation they hear. Ask them to report their finding back to the class and then have the class discuss this finding. And yeah, I think we have arrived in the last section. Is conclusion. The conclusion is, speaking is key to communication by considering what good speaker do, what speaking tasks can be used in class, and what specific needs learner report. Teacher can help learner improve their speaking and overall oral competency. Okay, thank you for listening to my podcast. Sorry if there's any mistake. I'm just the beginning. I'm just a student that still or have to learn. Yeah, thank you.
Hello guys, good afternoon, and my name is Clarissa Claudia. Today, in this occasion, I'm to explain a little bit about writing, the definition, examples, and the observation on writing. Okay, so let's start. The first one, writing is a system of graphic symbols that can be used to convey meaning. See the observation below. Also, see the following topics related to the writing system. The first one is alphabet. The second is grammar mix. The third is handwriting. The fourth is ideogram. The fifth is language. And the last is letter. The second, writing is the act of composing a text. See the observation below. Also, see the following topics related to composition. The first one is academic writing. The second is the advantage of slow reading and slow writing. The third is basic writing. The fourth is business writing. The next is collaborative writing, composition rhetoric, drafting, online writing, overwriting, pre-writing, revision, technical writing, writer, writing process, your writing are private and public. The next is writers on writing. The first one is quotes about writing. The second is what is the secret of good writing. The third is what is writing like. You have to explain the writing experience through similes and metaphors. The fourth is writers on rewriting. The five is writer on writing. The last is writers on writing. It's you have to overcoming writer's block. The next is etymology and pronunciation. Observation, writing and language. Writing is not language. Language is a complex system residing in our brain which allow us to produce utterances. Writing involves making an utterance visible. Our cultural tradition doesn't make this distinction clearly. We sometimes hear statements such as Hebrew has no vowels. This statement is only true for the Hebrew writing system, but it is definitely not true for the Hebrew language. Readers should constantly check that they are not confusing language and writing. Henry Rogers' writing system, a linguistic approach, Blackwell, 2005. Origin of writing. Most scholars now accept that writing began with consonancy in the late 4th millennium BC or before century. The complexity of trade and administration in Mesopotamia reached a point at which it outstripped the power of memory of the governing elite. To record transactions in the dependable permanent form became essential. Essential to the development of full writing, as opposed to the limit purely pictographic writing of North American Indians and others, was the discovery of the revised principle. This was the radical idea that a pictography symbol could be used for its phonetic value. Thus, a drawing of an owl in Egyptian hieroglyphs called to present a consonant with an inherent, and in English a picture of B with a picture of a leaf made, represent the word belief. Andrew Robinson, The Story of Writing, Times, 1995. And then we're gonna talk about further reflection of writing. Writing is like a drug, often employed by quacks who don't know what is the true and what is false. Like a drug, writing is both a potion and a medicine, but only a real doctor knows its nature and the proper deposition of its power. Dennis Donock, Fairfax Alphabet, Columbia University Press, 1981. Writing is not a game played according to rules. Writing is a compulsive and delectable thing. Writing is its own reward. Henry Miller, On Writing, New Direction, 1964. Writing is really a way of thinking, not just feeling, but thinking about things that are disparate, unresolved, mysterious, problematic, or just sweet. Toni Morrison, quote by Sibyl Steinberg in Writing for Your Life, Postcard, 1992. Writing is more than anything a compulsion. Like, some people wash their hands 30 times a day for fear of awful consequence if they do not. It pays a whole lot better than this type of compulsion, but it is no more heroic. Julie Burchell, Sex and Sensibility, 1992. It is necessary to write. If the days are not to slip empty by, how else indeed to clap the net over the butterfly of the moment? For the moment passes, it is forgotten. The mood is gone. Life itself is gone. That is where the writer scores over his fellows. He catches the change of his mind on the hop. Vita Sackville, Press, 12 Days, 1928. You most likely need a thesaurus, a rudimentary grammar book, and a grip on reality. This letter meant, there is no free lunch. Writing is work. It's also gambling. You didn't get a pension plan. Other people can help you a bit, but essentially you are on your own. Nobody is making you do this. You choose it, so don't whine. Margaret Atwood, Rules for Writers, The Guardian, February 22, 2010. Why one writer is a question I can answer easily, having so often asked it myself. I believe one writes because one has to create a world in which one can live. I could not live in any of the worlds over to me. The world of my parents, the world of war, the world of politics. I have to create a world of my own, like a climate, a country, an atmosphere where I could breathe, rain, and recreate myself and destroy it by living. That, I believe, is the reason for every work of art. We also write to heighten our awareness of life. We write to lure, enchant, and to console others. We write to serenade. We write to test life twice, once in the moment and once in the retrospection. We write to be able to transcend our life, to reach beyond it. We write to teach ourselves to speak to others, to record the journey and the labyrinth. We write to expand our world when we feel strangled or secret or lonely. A nice nint, The New Woman, In Favor of the Sensitive Man, and other essays, Harcourt Brass, Jovanovic, 1976. The Lighter Side of Writing. Writing is like the world's oldest profession. First, you do it for your own enjoyment. Then you do it for a few friends. Eventually, you figure, what the hell, I might as well get paid for it. Television scriptwriter Irma Kasi. Okay, so that's the end of writing. about the definition, examples, and observation in writing. So I think that's enough. Sorry if I make some mistake or wrong spelling, wrong pronunciation. I really sorry. I deeply sorry from my heart. I'm just a beginner. I'm just a student who start to learn, who still learn, who still have to learn many things in this world. And yeah, hope you enjoy and understand what I say. Thank you. Goodbye.